inside Salford Museum and Art Gallery. The exhibition is entitled 1984 Looks Like This, and it's by David D'Anico. It's here until the 1st of July 2012, and I'm lucky enough to be stood with David. Can you give me a brief overview of why, how, and a little bit of what's around us now?
Well, for quite a few years I've been photographing CCTV. I'm a documentary photographer, and it started by accident and just became a kind of all-enveloping subject for us. And it's a subject that I continue to document and have moved on to documenting other kind of aspects about surveillance. So I started to amass a big collection of photographs of CCTV cameras. And you can't really discuss CCTV without bringing up George Orwell in 1984. Because much of how we understand CCTV and the surveillance state, so-called, comes through Orwell's novel. A couple of years ago, I got the chance to exhibit some of my photography alongside a stage production in 1984 at Manchester's Royal Exchange Theatre. And from that, I started collecting the ephemera around 1984. And so what we've got here is kind of an exhibition in two parts. We've got my original photographs, what I took, but also we've got an ever-increasing display of versions of the novel. It's been in print since 1949. It's never been out of print, and there's been literally hundreds and hundreds of different editions, and we've brought some of them together here. Also got production things from theatre productions. 1984 is kind of unusual in the fact that it's a classic novel, but it's also developed a life of its own as a stage play as well. So there's been dozens and dozens of theatre productions, and I've got some of the ephemera from that. And those kind of two things are brought together in this exhibition.
How has it enabled you to reflect on the technology and the surveillance that's in use today?
While I was doing, I think photography is a really good way about poking your nose in things and finding out about things. And I started off just photographing CCTV cameras in the street like anyone can do. And I got more interested and then started looking at why they're here and how they work, and started photographing the actual control rooms and contacting people who produced CCTV cameras, who installed them, who used them. And so I think photography is a good way to inquire about things. And that's really how this exhibition kind of started and how my interest in it started. And once you take pictures, I kind of start writing captions, and the captions become longer and longer and eventually become kind of quite an in-depth essay about the subject.
What are you particularly proud of in this room? Is there anything you managed to get your hands on that you're really happy to be here?
I mean, it's almost, because I've been doing it for so long, I kind of don't even look at the photographs anymore. The photographs are something I've got so used to, I barely even look at them now. I think what I'm probably most proud about is the way that I hope the ephemera I've collected and the photographs seem to complement each other and don't seem out of place with each other. There's some kind of interesting things. I suppose the most striking thing is there's a large head of Big Brother, which is from the Royal Exchange Theatre production. It's about 4 foot tall. It's on the base. It was used in a scene of a parade in the play. And they asked the Royal Exchange for that, and they were delighted to get rid of it. And it very nearly fitted in the back of my car and almost fits through my front door. And my partner's very pleased it's here in the gallery and not still in our hall.
Yeah, well, will it live in your hall afterwards?
We'll see.
There's an interesting array of fake CCTV domes behind, which I believe you got in the pound shop.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it looks good, I think. It kind of looks, it reminds me of a Dalek somehow, All these little domes behind it. But I think the most interesting thing is that pound shops actually sell these things. Mm. These are little fake domes.
Very convincing looking.
They are, because they're essentially exactly the same as a real CCTV camera without the workings. There's also some of the more conventional kind of CCTV cameras that look like, you know, an old style movie camera kind of thing. And they were from Woolworths when it was closing down. And I think it's quite instructive to think that they actually cost more than real CCTV cameras do now.
I've never seen so many copies of the book 1984. What's the most unusual or valuable in the collection?
Well, I collected them not for value. I mean, I'm not a book collector. I collected them. First of all, I just started on eBay buying any copies I saw, kind of thing. And then I started to get more selective and started buying copies specifically to tell stories. In this country, 1984, since the early 1950s, has been mainly published by Penguin. And as you possibly know, Penguin kind of have very strict kind of cover rules and designs for their covers. So in a lot of ways, the Penguin editions aren't the most interesting. So I turn to kind of foreign editions. A couple of my favourites are actually pulp editions of 1984. I mean, we kind of have a strong view of what 1984 is about. We see it as kind of a big political book. But in other markets, it's not sold like that. Certainly in the early 1950s in the USA, if you look at the covers from the paperback editions, which were published by Signet, they're actually just normal pulp covers. So you kind of, they try and get kind of a pure sexual kind of angle into the book, which just isn't actually there in the story, but it's old book, so that's what went on the cover. There's also a really interesting edition from 1950, which is a German edition, which has got, it's kind of very voyeuristic, exploitative kind of cover.
Mm, it's got a lady reclining with a pair of very perverse-looking, intense, staring eyes in the dark above, and her clothes are almost falling off.
Yeah, but it's incredibly well-drawn, though. That's the unusual thing about it.
I mean, if I saw that anywhere online, I'd be clicking buy it now. And it's by, I won't pronounce it, Burgers Taschen Buescher.
Which I think are the German equivalent of Penguin. They're a kind of mass production paperback publishing company.
I would have come just to see these books because they're pretty amazing when you see them next to each other.
Yeah, I think when you see, I mean, in one particular case, we've got some of the editions which feature eyes on the cover, and kind of en masse, they get quite, they become quite a strong graphic illustration in themselves. And out of anything, what's been on the cover in 1984, eyes are by far the most popular. Mm. And I suppose it's a kind of obvious thing because one of the themes in the book is about surveillance. But what's interesting, though, is because of our notions of kind of surveillance are getting more sophisticated, and we know that we're kind of followed with our mobile phones and when we use store loyalty cards and credit cards, some of the newer covers use other kind of illustrations to represent surveillance. So you have covers with kind of barcodes or kind of references to digital technology.
Okay. Camera lens, which is a random one for GCSE, 1984. So what happens on the 1st of July when this exhibition is no more?
Rather frighteningly, this lot's got to come home with me. When you see it arranged in a gallery, you realise kind of how much you've amassed. I mean, I would like this exhibition to kind of tour, because I think it kind of holds well together, I think. And it kind of makes a point, and people are finding, as they always do when anyone kind of discusses 1984 or reads 1984, they kind of find a lot of relevant things into it that help explain where our society is now.
Should taking it home cause trouble? I do wear T-shirts and have empty shelves should there be an auction, and providing everything costs £19.84.
I think so. I might make a profit if I can charge £19.84 for some of the things, yeah. I'll have a word with my partner, she'll definitely sell you everything for £19.84.
Fascinating. I'm going to have a proper look now. Thank you for a brief overview.
Thank you.